Welcome to Kindness in Action, the podcast where our host, first grader Kate Royer, shines a light on everyday heroes transforming lives through their passion for giving back. Join us as we explore inspiring stories of service, compassion, and the powerful impact of volunteering. Let's celebrate the kindness shaping our world, one story at a time.
Hello, my name is Kate Royer. I'm talking to guests about their volunteer work. Today, our guest is Mitch Royer. Welcome.
Kate, how are you doing?
It's good.
So good to be here. It's such an honor.
Tell us about your volunteering.
I have had the opportunity to be part of the Salvation Army, something called Rock the Red Kettle. So if you've ever been to a grocery store during Christmas, you remember those Santa Clauses ringing the bell and having that little red pot.
Yeah.
Well, we created a whole event around that, because what the Salvation Army does is they provide housing and food and shelter and clothing for people in need all across the country. And so what we do in Austin, Texas is something a little special. And for the last 6 years, I've produced something called Rock Red Kettle in Austin. And we bring like Texas artists, some of the big time artists, some big time national artists. Like this last year, we had L. King and Lee Bryce do a duet together, a song swap, as we like to call it. And over the course of the last 6 years, we've raised over $4 million for the Salvation Army. And that includes bringing these guys called the Cowboys Auctioneers, who actually are actual cowboys that auction off items to the groups that are there, and they're very successful. So it's kind of a cool winning formula we use, and spent a lot of time doing it. It's been probably one of the most fulfilling volunteer pieces that I've ever done, and it's a lot of fun doing it too.
What's the hardest part of your volunteer work?
I think anytime you volunteer, especially when you're leading a thing, I think the hardest part is dealing with all different personalities. So dealing with people that might have strong opinions about things that maybe they don't matter to you as much. So being able to navigate those relationships to be able to get the best out of people that aren't getting paid to do the job is probably the hardest part.
What's the most rewarding part of what you do?
I think actually seeing it in action of what you've raised and the support that you've gotten is seeing not only the people's response financially, but also seeing like testimonies from people that have been impacted by the Salvation Army and what they do. So it kind of always, no matter how stressful it is, no matter any kids that go wrong or any issues that they have, the best part is knowing that ultimately that money is going to go to help people that are in need across the state.
What's the funnest part of your volunteer role?
Well, I enjoy operations, logistics, putting things together. Like it's a big puzzle. So you find all these different little pieces and you try to put them together. And there's a lot of problem solving involved. There's a lot of issues of, you know, making sure that you ultimately have everything you need and you're within budget that they give you. And I love figuring those pieces out. I love working with a lot of different individuals. And I think probably the coolest part is the fact that I get to like work with my friends, the friends that work with me. And then also the fact I get to hang out with really cool, like music artists that I'm fans of too. So you get to hang out with some really cool people and get to know and build relationships with people that you normally wouldn't have that opportunity with.
Tell me about a funny or memorable story from your volunteering experience.
One time, one event we did within the Rock the Red Kettle, the MC didn't show up. The MC is the person, kind of the master of ceremonies, the person who transitions, artist that transitions all the pieces. And I'm usually behind the scenes, but it became very evident that nobody really wanted to step up and be the MC of the event. And so I said, hey, I can do it. I'll do it. And so I was the MC of this big event where we raised $1.5 million. I tried a joke that didn't land, and it was very awkward silence for a little bit. I was put in a position where I didn't really know who the next people were. As I walked up, they told me all the different pieces I needed to know.
Insanely awkward.
It was so awkward.
Yeah.
It was so awkward. And, you know, I thought it was a funny story, but it didn't land very well with the audience. It was a different type of audience. And so trying to transition and make sure that you can make it through the next piece without letting that last piece affect you.
That's hysterical.
Okay. Thankfully, there's no video of it, I don't think. So
that's a good part. So no one can be like, oh, yeah, you did it. What inspired you?
Loser up there. Yeah.
Yeah. What inspired you to get involved with this particular nonprofit?
One of my very good friends was on the board of Rock the Red Kettle. His name's Corey Morrow. He's a Texas country art out here. And we were producing events, and he wanted us to be a part of with him. And so that was kind of how I got connected with it, was just a friend that was a part of something and thought that we could do something special together.
If you could share one piece of advice for someone thinking about volunteering, what would it be?
Do something you love. I think most people, they think volunteering is like picking up trash on the side of the road or doing stuff that's not necessarily that engaging or fun. It's just work. There's a lot of opportunities to volunteer in stuff that you love. So yeah. I would say find the things that you like. And then look for opportunities to serve others, because that's really what it is. Volunteering is serving others, whether that's the school that you go to where they might need some extra, you know, a chaperone or somebody that go to these events they have, or bringing extra, you know, supplies for your classroom. Like, those are all things that serve others. And I think doing something you love or something that could impact people that would, you could see the tangible effects. I think find opportunity or even create the opportunity. You know, volunteer work doesn't have to always be official and you sit down and you have a team and you do those things. Sometimes it's just as easy as taking a long walk and bringing a trash bag with you and picking trash along the paths. That's really impactful. It doesn't get a lot of credit, but it's something that could really make an impact for your community.
Has volunteering changed your perspective?
Yeah, definitely. I think anytime you volunteer or do something that's selfless, the impact has been that ultimately it's something that's going to leave a legacy, and there's very few opportunities in your life you could change something for the better. And that's what it really means to do that.
What's the favorite part of your job?
I just love creating something and seeing it all come together. That's what I love about it, specifically the Rock the Red Kettle, is I love planning, piecing together, getting through all the obstacles, and then seeing the finished product. Whether or not I'm a key player or not, I just love seeing when opportunities and things that I have put together are successful.
So thanks for doing this.
No problem. Anytime, Kate.
Oh, and also, have you watched the other podcast? It's
so live. I could go on to Spotify right now and listen to you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to go like and subscribe to your podcast.
Thank
like everybody
you.
Everybody else listening should as well.
How can they find out more about Rock the Red Kettle?
You can go to our website at craftsman.events. We're ready to do another big show this coming December.
And also, you're free to buy Girl Scout cookies. I can tell you more about that right the second if you want. So
I would love to buy some.
Toastie's last year, $6 per box, still has same flavors. That's old. That's the short version, at least.
$6 a box?
Yeah,
I remember when it was $1 a box.
$1?
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah, I'm old. I'm like old like your daddy.
My dad's not old.
Well, that's good because he's older than me.
Okay. Thanks for doing this. Bye. Love you.
Bye, Kate. Love you.
Have a good upload day. First. Wait for it to upload.
Okay, I'll wait.
Thank you for tuning in to Kindness in Action. We hope these stories inspire you to make a difference in your own way. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who needs a little extra kindness in their day. Until next time, remember, small acts of kindness can create big waves of change. See you soon.